This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, before we begin this message from Jeremiah today, just this word. You may have heard one or even two of the illustrations or stories that we used this week in a previous message, probably about a year ago. You didn't hear this message. You heard a couple of stories perhaps out of this message in a different context, obviously with a different text. We continue with the 12th message today about God being a mighty warrior in your life. It's a word for somebody today. Dwight Walter, by his own definition, is the adult child of an alcoholic. Key phrase in counseling, ACOA, adult child of an alcoholic. He wrote a poem called The Taste of Fire, and I'm going to tell you right up front, it's one of the most depressing pieces of writing I've ever read in my life. One of the most depressing pieces of writing I've ever read in my life. I'm just going to share part of it with you. It goes like this: I was crippled for 5 years as a child. I was raised by two sick people who taught me three things: insanity, fear, and hatred. Can you imagine saying that about your parents? They taught me three things: insanity, fear, and hatred. I was raised in hell. I was raised in hell. Chaos felt normal. Chaos felt like home. Now, when I tell that story, there might be some that say, well, that is, why would you tell a story like that? Why would you quote that? Would you believe that in the first two services, there were a number of people who said, that's my story. It's what I went through. And so in middle America, in a church on Sunday morning, there are people that can listen to a piece of writing like that and say, it's what I went through. That's my life story. And so that speaks to people, and it's honest, and people, maybe to a small extent, you can relate to it on a small level, or maybe a medium level, or perhaps in a great degree. In Chicago, there's a famous church called Moody Church or Moody Bible Church, probably one of the most well-known older churches in the Chicago area when I was growing up. Alan Redpath was the minister there years ago. He suffered a near-fatal stroke and sank so low in depression and despondency. Here was his prayer: God, just kill me. God, just kill me. I don't want to live with this stroke. I don't want to live anymore. Just take my life. I just want to end it. And those are painful descriptions and painful memories, both what I read, honest descriptions of people's pain in their lives, and you say, why would you begin your message with those two stories? For this reason. I'm going to share with you one of the most depressing passages in all of the Bible, where Jeremiah, the prophet of God, is so low, get this, he says, cursed is the day I was born. Cursed was the man who brought the news to my dad and said, your wife just had a son. That's low. And he even uses the dramatic analogy about, I wish my mother's womb would have been my grave, which is an interesting expression in terms of the timing of that thousands of years ago. I wish my mother's womb had been my grave instead of the place where I was born. You say, well, again, why are you telling that? For this reason. We're going to read that passage, and right in the middle of that passage, of all the sadness and despondency and depression that Jeremiah was going through as a spokesperson for the Lord, he breaks into song and says one of the most powerful affirmations about your relationship with the Lord. And there's somebody that came here today, I really believe this, in this service, you came just to hear that verse.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.